And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack. A little.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We've been talking everything fish, and when we talk fish, there's a couple people that come to mind. Fish and seafood are in my same category. I realize they're different sources, but it's all kind of the same thing. So we got one of our board of directors on the line right now, don't we, Bob?
That's right. We got the old boy T-Gid on the phone. What's up, Big Sexy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all been?
Oh, man, it's good to hear your voice. We're doing well. We're just coming out of that thing they call late spring. We're just finally, the flowers are coming up, and I bet you got full bloom where you're at.
We had frost at my house last night.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, man. The cypress trees, the oak trees, pecan trees, they're all blooming, man. Everybody's sneezing down here, but it's beautiful. Everything's lush.
So we wanted to get your very best version of a proper boil.
Yeah, I mean, well.
Up here, people call them fish boils. Because that seems, for some weird reason, but I know where you're at, you just call it a boil.
Yeah, I mean, we have shrimp, crab, crawfish. That's pretty much the main seafood boils we have down here in southern Louisiana. And, you know, right now it's crawfish, the prime peak season of crawfish season right now, you know. And but we had a drought last year, and a lot of the females, because of the rice fields, were dried up, and the females died off, and so the populations have been kind of scarce, and the prices have been through the roof. I mean, man, I think it's more profound than a gallon of gas. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's good. Is it you can still get them, though, but it's just they're a little spare.
Yeah, I mean, but they're starting to seem to be coming back full bloom right now. I mean, they have the Crawfish Festival coming up. We got the Festival International, which are two key indicators down here that it's prime crawfish season. And I read a couple of reports that it's kind of stabilizing the prices. Let me tell you something. When you go out to eat and it's like $50 for 5 pounds of crawfish, that's just crazy money right there. I mean, you might as well go to Ruth Chris and eat a steak.
Yeah,
but it's coming down now. It's about probably $30 for 5 pounds per person. So you can get a good sack of crawfish and boil that for your family with all the vegetables and everything, and have a nice event and not break the bank. You know.
Now, how about the crawfish? Like, my son-in-law loves them, and he buys them frozen. What do you think of those?
Oh, the crawfish tails. You know, I mean, that's what we use for the crawfish etouffees and stews. And, I mean, what's great is I travel a lot. I travel 8 states around my territory, and you can go in any Walmart, and, you know, you got to be careful, though, because you got to look for that stamp on the bag, certified Cajun or certified Louisiana product, because they got Chinese crawfish out there, and I'm not saying, you know, that's a bad thing. I'm just
saying
there's a difference.
I am.
Yeah, so.
You talk to your neighbor, a guy named Clay Higgins. You know him?
Oh, I love Clay. He's my hero.
He'll tell you don't buy the Chinese.
Oh, yeah. No. There's definitely a difference.
So T-Gid, we're in the north. We're, you know, 600 miles north of you. And can we ship that? I mean, if we source it in your area where it's legit, and does it freeze and ship up here? Or you don't ship the whole crawfish, you just ship the tail? How's that work?
Oh, no. I mean, they have a guy down here in Alexandria, Louisiana, which is about mid-state. You know, it's right up I-49 from Lafayette.
Closer to Baton Rouge.
About an hour and a half north of here. And it's, I think it's crawfishwholesale.com. He's like the largest crawfish wholesaler in the world. And he'll ship you whatever you want. He'll ship you it boiled, pre-boiled. He'll ship it to you raw. You know, I mean, live. You know, if you want crawfish, you can get it.
I think,
you know,
what Jop was asking you is, if you buy it frozen, do they just ship the tail?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They can ship just the tail. It's like a pound block. It's pre-peeled. It has all the, I don't want to gross that, but it has the fat. You know, they normally take the fat out the head and everything. So it's got an orange color and it's got the beautiful tails. But it normally ships up in a pound block. It's frozen.
So T-Gid, here's where I'm really going with all of this, is I want to do a boil on my deck beside my pool this summer. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I want product that when we get done, everybody's going, wow, that was amazing. So can I get that, or do I have to buy that local and fresh, or can I get it from...
And does that guy sell shrimp as well?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if he does shrimp. I think he pretty much specializes in just crawfish. But
what's the name of it? What's the name of it again?
I think it's CajunWholesale.com. There's another one. It's Cajun Grocer, like grocery, but without the Y, you know, grocer.com. They may have more of a selection of shrimp, you know, oysters.
Does this CajunWholesale.com, does he sell extra Cajun?
You know, we were talking to him. We're in talk.
He should.
So explain to our listeners what extra Cajun is, because they may not know.
Well, extra Cajun is just a special blend, a family preference of seasoning that I've grown up with. I'm used to my mom, my dad, my grandmother, grandfather, everybody that's been influential in me. And my cooking prowess has inspired me to come up with my own Cajun seasoning, me and my wife, because, you know, quite honestly, they got a lot of product out there that put the name Cajun on it, and it's really not Cajun, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just bulk.
It's too salty, it's too spicy, it's too hot. You know, this Cajun seasoning is more about the flavor profile. A lot of flavor, a lot of zest in the flavor, and I think that's what we've captured in extra Cajun seasoning.
You know, if you were a kid and watched Karate Kid, Miyagi says everything in life needs balance. That's the classic example of, you know, that wise Japanese saying.
Right. Yeah. So Bob happened to get me a bottle of that, and I've used it on pork. And I've used it on fish, and I've used it on beef already. And every one of them, it was wonderful. And this is not a paid endorsement. This is just me telling you as a buddy that you got something going on here.
And if you're in West Michigan and you want to buy some of that, so far on the shelves, we've got Sobe Meats stocking it. So you're going to go there anyway. So pick up some extra Cajun and make sure you give a little like to their Facebook page, or why don't you just watch the Grilling with the Gurus on YouTube, and then you'll see who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. And, you know, we engineered that for, like, you know, specialty Cajun dishes, pot and pan type dishes, like etouffee, stews, gumbos, that sort of thing. But the side benefit is that we found people using it as a rub and smoked meats.
Exactly. Okay, so what we want to know is how to do a proper boil.
Yeah. That's what we started off with. So,
now, welcome to the Grilling Guys. That's the way this works. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you get your seafood of choice. You know, I like shrimp. Yeah. I mean, crawfish is great, but shrimp is a more universal. Everybody seems to like shrimp.
Right.
So, you know, my wife, her favorite is crab, Blue Point crabs.
Oh.
And everybody has their little special thing. But you got to start whatever protein you want to cook, and you get your big pot. And your basket and your burner and everything. And, of course, you got to have your seasoning of preference. And there's a guy, a friend of my brother's, who has Swamp Dust. It's an incredible.
Yeah, we have
perfect,
it.
You've had it before? Yep. Yeah, it's just a perfect blend for a boil. It's got the right amount of heat, salt, lemon.
It's got plenty of heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does have plenty of heat.
You dilute it, though, in the water, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad taught me, you know, that when he does the vegetables, because a lot of the kids, they love the vegetables, not so much the proteins. You know, you don't want to over-season that. So we normally use just salt and butter, and we boil our corn and potatoes and artichokes and sausage and, you know, onions and garlic. You know, we boil all that ahead of time before the protein. And then when you get to the actual seafood, that's when you dump in the heavy.
The swamp dust. Okay.
The spice.
And if you can't find swamp dust, you can always get some Old Bay. Get a bag of Old Bay. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's virtually the same thing, just tweaked out with a little bit more Cajun influence, I guess you could say.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
So you're going to stage your vegetables corn, potatoes. Can you hang on and do the local segment with us?
Yeah, man.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, because we're going to finish this up.
And we blabbed all the way through this dang show. We didn't get anything out there.
Right, yeah. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week on the network. And, you know, get out there, fire up a grill or a smoker, or do a boil in your backyard, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
He said network.